Patreon.
Tom, in for DJC.
Afternoon, Jerry. 81 degrees here already, and it's hot. We just left our last destination. Let me turn my radio down. We went to Aldi's and a couple other places, Staples and Harbor Freight. Now we're leaving Wally World and headed towards the home QTH. How's your day?
We got a daughter's birthday this afternoon. We had to pick up the cake at a local bakery here and been to Publix. And gosh, I don't know where else we went. Went to a couple other minor places, I guess. But anyway, we'll go ahead over there this afternoon. Their air conditioning units out. What I was upstairs downstairs, they got to get both units replaced, and they've already got a good quote, and they're going to get it done on Thursday, I guess. I'm not looking forward to going over there unless the air conditioner's working downstairs, Tom.
Well, I think you got that right. That would be very bad today with the humidity being what it is. Boy, we really feel blessed. We got 1.8 inches last night, Jared.
10-0. And I was out this morning watering our, we put some sod down Saturday. She did most of it, of course, because I'm just not able to get out the sun, but she put down about 3 meters sod and some wet and bare spots out there where we had trees removed and stuff is sunk down, trying to, we had it done, had some fill, had some topsoil put in, that sort of thing, packed it down as good as we could. And she's been out watering it this morning, but it doesn't, you know, it's just so dry. We're going to try to water it about 2 or 3 times a day to keep it from dying. But I don't know, it might be a little too late in the year to put the sod out, Tom.
I don't know on that. My daughter would. They used to own Lawn Doctor of Greer's quite a few years ago. They got ours started in the right direction. It does not like hot weather. Fisky don't. But this rain will help a lot. Although the forecast is for it to be hot the rest of the week. I think it's about time for those afternoon thunder showers to start being more on a regular basis.
We're not showing anything here, at least on the weather, until Saturday. And then it's only going to be like 0.05 inches or 0.055. No, nothing. Not even a half a... Not even 5/10 of an inch is just nothing. So I'm not real sure if we're going to get anything much or not. But, you know, it's so sporadic with those thunderstorms. Hopefully one will pop up here and get it, you know, get a nice soaking rain. But I'm not hopeful of it right now. But do I have any noise much on me, Tom? I've got a switching supply. I mean, I got a switching charger here, charging one of my batteries. And I didn't know if I was getting anything from it or not.
Full quieting, great signal, Jerry. Well, that's all we've been getting, Jerry. One day I think we got 400 or 500s, and the next day we got 700s, a couple of days later, I should say. And it's just been very sparse. But boy, last night, it come in suddenly, and it stayed for a little while. It did come down awfully fast. The ground out there was hard as a rock. And I went out last night and took the binoculars and looked up at my 160-meter inverted L, and I hadn't really looked at it that close on that one end, and it's not right, unfortunately. Yeah, it drops down about 40 feet towards the latter part of the L. So I'm going to have to redo that. And I was hoping I was finished with it. I had it all put liquid electrical tape on the isolation transformer, on the nuts on it and everything. And it was good to go. And now I'm going to have to take that end of it down anyways. I hope Maurice and I can do it. I don't like to lean on Chad because he worked his tail off on that. And we really appreciate it. But I'll let him know down the line, because he said if it isn't right, we'll redo it. That egg, dog bone insulator got caught on a dead limb up there, and I think that's what screwed it up.
You have to kind of use his launchers and use his arbor weights and that sort of thing. It really complicates matters. I know you got a lot of territory back in your backyard, so you got a lot of area to work in. But you know, when you got an antenna that long, it really it's hard to visualize, you know, that line of sight through there to see what's actually in the way without maybe using a you know something, you know, like a telescope or something, like a transit or something like that. Maybe I know I've seen people do that. And before, but it's been years ago, especially with some of those long 160, 80 meter, you know, 80 meter long, you know, 80 long wires used for 80 meters, that sort of thing. 160 is a whole another ball game entirely. Of course, this is noisy right now. I guess it's probably not usable. Won't be usable until later on this fall, will it?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bernice and I put that 160 meter 265-foot antenna, and it goes over four different yards, and it was a booger. Ariel helped us on that one a little bit one day, and unfortunately, one end of that I had to replace, but yeah, they're long, and I always contended, you know, these guys with these long loops and that, the more wire you got in the air, Jerry, the more chance of it coming down is my theory. May not be true, but I guess you'd say I've been educated a little bit about that. Let's send your OTR.
I imagine when you have to use an antenna that long, the gauge wire is so heavy that it's just heavy and it requires a lot more support than a lightweight wire on a shorter antenna does. I mean, that's just physics, I suppose. But that stuff is heavy and it sags a lot, and it's almost like stringing wire for a fence. Some of that stuff is so stiff. But there's a lot involved in it, a lot of thought processes involved in it, and it's just hard to deal with, I guess. I mean, I helped people put up our antennas years ago. I've never used one, to be frank with you, other than at another location, another ham's location. But the ones I helped string up were slopers and dipoles and stuff like that. So it wasn't quite as tough, and some of it was tower mounted. And that that helped out a lot, of course. But, and then some of the other guys had nice trees, and you know, pretty close to the shacks in the backyard, and so they could utilize the trees, and then, you know, use an inverted V or something like that. I guess that's about the only real experience I've had putting any of those up.
Well, the wire's not heavy. I know when I bought that Radial Works, when it was just copper clad steel and it was stranded. Now this is I don't know, it's probably 18 gauge or 16 gauge, just guessing, and it's copper clad steel, but it's not really heavy at all. I put my Superloop up one time and I used number 12. That's fairly heavy, but it seemed like it held up a little better. But this time I didn't, Jerry, and we're pulling in the bank. Now I gotta go through the drive thru and see if they're giving out any free samples here, so I'm gonna clear with you for a couple of minutes. And there is a lot of trees down there, and they're closely spaced behind that biggest tree. Therefore, I gotta run in. I gotta get a graduation present for a kid, and I wanted specific bills. That's what makes it difficult, is getting that sinker up there to come down in the right place and not getting the other trees. Jerry, I'll let you go for a little bit, and I'll be on the road again shortly in 4DJC and 0GR.
Okay, Tom, I got to clear it here for a minute, too. The Deep Power, I see my wife out in the backyard, the Deep Power guy, they got a trench line to this new house, and then she's kind of let him know where all the underground stuff is. I better go ahead and check on him, make sure that it's there. He does what she tells him to do, because she knows better than I do. But I'll talk to you a little bit later, and maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. Is there a TRM for DJC Clear?
Yes, sir.
Is there a TRM for DJC? I hear you back, Tom. Turns out she instructed him exactly what to do, so I didn't have to open my mouth. Which is pretty normal.
Oh, trying to get out in traffic here, Jerry. The lady at the bank knows us well, and she said, "Where's Miss Bernice at?" And I said, "Oh, she hurt her leg, and she stayed out in the car." And she said, "Oh, that's terrible. What happened?" And I said, "Well, she forgot that my radio room was out of bounds, and when she ran down the basement stairs, she got to the end of her chain."
I know Bernice is. I know Bernice got a cast iron skillet somewhere that is ready to use.
Sort of that one.
I've got one, Jerry.
She's got one. Oh well, I better be careful then. I heard that on the radio this morning. I thought that was a good one. The guy was talking about his mother-in-law stumbled down the stairs, and they said, "Why?" He said, "Well, she got the end of her chain."
So you don't have to live with them as a rule, so there's a difference.
This person sitting here at night, and they could go, and it's green, matter of fact. I imagine they're texting or something. Oh, standard operating procedure. Well, I'm not going to get out there and do any antenna work in the heat. I can tell you that right now. It's just too hot for that, Jerry. I'll go out and check on the girls and feed them, and that's about it.
I don't know what's happened to me in the last year where I've just gotten lazy, or just my situation with my health is just not in my heart. Think it's not as good as I thought it was, or whatever. I just can't take the heat. When it gets about 70, it is 80 degrees, I better be in the shade somewhere or have a hat on and not stay out there very long. But it just really takes a toll on me. And years ago, it didn't, 15 years ago, it didn't bother that much. I could take the heat, get out there and sweat, but I guess all the medications I take now don't do me any good either, Tom.
Just tell you, I'm exactly in the same boat, and I can't lift very much, about 10 pounds, without hurting, and hurt all the time, and back and foot, and it hurts now. But I fight it. I see my neighbor, he got burned out working on cars. And he's just been sitting inside, and we just love them. They're great people, but he'll drink 7 or 8 beers at night and sit inside in the easy chair watching TV. And he's had back surgery, and he's also had neck surgery. And that's just going to complicate him, and started smoking cigarettes again. And that's just going to complicate his problem, but you can't say nothing because you just lose a friend, you know. And I don't want to do that. He's a great guy. Now, he did go out yesterday and service his daughter's car and put new plugs in it and changed the oil. But he just been too idle here. He just burned himself out. He worked like a dog on this race car and that Camaro before that. And he got done all but the drive shaft on this race car, and he just quit.
I ain't quite gotten that bad yet, but when we went down to Florida, I walked here 8 miles. Yeah, we drove down there 9 hours in and 9 hours back. We walked 8 miles a day while we were down there. But after I fell, I don't know, something just told me I need to take it a little easier, or you know, got uneasy about doing things, or what it is. It may be maybe more psychological than physical, but I stay out, if it's over 80, 85 degrees, I stay out more than an hour or two. I just can't take it. It's just, I don't, taking, blood pressure medication and diuretic and then another type, blood pressure stuff at night too. Just really, if I get my blood pressure, it gets low. I mean, I don't generally run high, but if it gets low, I just get, it just gives you that, you just have that weakness that you have from time to time. and the heat just, you know, makes it worse, it seems, in 40 degrees C.
Yes, it does. The heat or the cold affects my congestive heart failure, and I have to watch it very carefully, and I carry the nitro with me at all times. If it's real hot, I can't walk to the back of the property and back, which is just, oh, I don't know, 100 yards, maybe, and right around that. But I'll tell you what, it's a real blessing. There's so much shade down there that it's probably, I'd say it's about 10 degrees cooler in it, Bernice. The sunlight's a killer. If I get out in the sun, it just roasts me, and I... thank God, I mowed grass yesterday, and then we got that 1.8 inches of rain. Boy, you couldn't beat that for timing, Jerry.
Pretty comfortable. That cloud cover came in here off and on. It was nice. If it's the sun, I don't have any trees in the yard anymore, so I don't have any shade until it gets kind of late afternoon. That's generally the back of the lot. And, so we'll get out there. I've got my dog, had to put him down about 12 years ago, I guess, and we didn't get another dog. So I've got a pad, 10 by 10 pad in the back where the pen was. And so we just, you know, we got it cleaned up. We got to put a couple of chairs out, putting like a 10 by 10, not a pergola as such, but just something like a lean-to that's got a little bit of tin on the top of it, so it'll, you know, run the water to the back of it where I can put my grill out there and do stuff out there when the sun starts to head down. But it's hard to find anybody do that sort of thing now. And the ones, the pre-built ones are ready to go when they just say it's way too much money.
Yes, even now, it's just unbelievable, isn't it, Mom?
Yeah.
And we just went to the store, and boy, I told her when you buy cornflakes, buy 3 boxes. They're even getting short on that. But it's just unbelievable, the prices. That I'd say they went up 33%. But, hey, another funny thing, yes. Everybody was taking up for old Joe, you know. Well, they just had an auction for those oil leases. And he canceled it and wouldn't even let them put them up. And there's 3 people, including the government of Alaska, that wanted them. And they had over 1 million acres that they could open to exploration in there and drilling. And he canceled the auction, period. And when they had all those leases, he mentioned, you know, probably about 6 months ago, well, that's fine, but once they approve them, then they got to have the local people that work under him approve those leases, and they were canceling them. So there really wasn't openings because he wasn't allowing them to drill. But right now, with gas, it's been $4.19 a gallon today everywhere we went. And and to cancel those oil leases that were up for sale, that don't even make sense. It's insane.
They used to cover that there weren't any people interested in them, but you know, there were people interested in them, but they might not want to deal with all the red tape that went along with them, too. But generally, it takes, you know, if they get those oil leases, the thing about that, that's just shooting yourself in the foot. Because those oil leases, when they bid on that stuff, again, it takes, you talk about several years before you might even find anything or start any, you know, get any real drilling exploration going on. So that's just short-sightedness. And, I mean, you know, when Elon Musk, who sells most of the electric cars in the world, when he says we need to keep drilling, when he says that, you know, that something ain't quite right up there in the up end in the a district of craziness.
Well, Musk, he bid on the other day buying the FBI, you know. I doubt if you heard that. But they got to wait and see if Hillary Clinton approves that.
Oh, man. There's justice and there's no justice. And that's not politically correct, I know, but that's just the way it is. But hopefully y'all have a nice afternoon. We'll have to get back out in this eating bush anyway. And glad you got some rain. Wish you'd send some down our way. It seems like most of the people north of 85 are getting pits over here and there. But we have, like I said, I think I could have counted the number of drops I saw yesterday morning about 8 o'clock or so. And that was, I mean, it didn't even hit, you could see each individual drop on the windshield. That's how sparse it was. It didn't even register, I don't think, at all for the county. Hopefully we'll get some in next week, because my yard looks just brown as a beer right now. It looks awful looking. And I can't afford to water it. That's the other problem.
Well, I noticed one of the drains that come down here into the yard, not far from the house, maybe 10 foot, there's a big pack of leaves and that got washed out of that. But boy, it was just torrential rain there last night for a little while, so we got lucky, Jerry, because it was very sparse. We are sitting in the yard, and I got to help my water department unload all these groceries, because, you know, I told you she ran out the end of her chain there, and so I took it off because I can use her to help unload the groceries now. Take care, Jerry. You have a good day. In 4 DJC and 0 TRV clear.
As long as we're not reading about you being in the ER or something with a light on your head, we'll know everything worked out as it should. But y'all take care, stay out of the heat, and talk to you later. N0TRN4DJC.